Good evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Almost into the wee hours of the night. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and Otter was brilliant. Exactly what I said on my last podcast. It was definitely his night. There was one goal that Winnipeg got that was a terrible call by the refs, and that's a whole nother podcast about, you know, not getting the breaks that we need, but we're not going to get into that one. I don't want to be petty tonight on that. However, today was, after a huge, just bad game against Colorado, tonight felt like it was one of the most complete games I watched all season. We got Lundqvist back. We got Hakanpää back. I was a little upset tonight that I wasn't going to get to watch Chris Tanev play. He wasn't quite here in time for immigration reasons or physical or whatever the many things that happened that needs to happen before he could have come and played in the game tonight. But just the defense was really good tonight. I was at the game. You know, Winnipeg never got any real center ice tonight. Our guys did our job. There was a lot of just great forecheck, and I felt like we were just stapling the guys to the boards. We were hitting. It was a really good, solid defensive game. And I didn't know that we were going to be there for retro night, which was kind of fun, you know. They had the old scoreboard up that they used to have at a reunion arena, and it was just kind of fun to try to follow the game in the way it used to be followed. Instead of how many face-offs we won, it was the percent, which who had the best percentage of face-off. There were just little nuances like that that were homage to the way we did stats in the 90s and 80s in hockey. You know, now it's so different. It was fun to kind of see those kind of things tonight. Stuff that I remembered as a child, that we didn't go by how many face-offs you won. It was about percentages. Who had the best percentage of face-offs? I mean, shots on goal was the same, but that particular stat was very different the way that they presented it to the public back then. Anyway, just thought that was a fun little shout out to the way hockey used to be. Anyway, once again, the little dude, I'm just going to start calling him that, Logan Stankoven, picks up another goal tonight. So he's got 4 points in 3 games, 2 goals, 2 assists. This kid is sensational, and he's a little dude, and I always want to give a shout out to that, because, you know, most guys in most sports are 6'1", 6'2", he's 5'8", you know, I'm 5'6" myself, and I tend to enjoy watching players in sports that are little dudes that can do it, and this guy can definitely do an incredible thing in hockey, and he's going to be around for a while. As long as he can stay on a team like ours where he can get off the ice quickly and have the support that he needs to be very good for a very long time. Anyway, I don't know really what else to say, but just go Stars. Congratulations on picking up the 2 points you needed to be the division leader at the moment. It's going to be so much fun down the stretch. And like I said, Otter was brilliant. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Hope everyone has a fantastic night, gets a good night's sleep, and has something to talk around the water cooler in the morning. Go Stars.